Hello, Mr. Smith. I'm Nurse Judy. I'll be your personal penis trainer today. Is it okay if I call you baby? I like to develop an intimate relationship with all of my clients right from the start. I've read your file and see that you're having a few challenges with ED and premature ejaculation. And according to the detailed questionnaire you provided, you are also suffering from performance anxiety. Is that correct? Please be aware that we'll do everything we can to solve your performance problems ASAP. As your personal penis trainer, I'll design a structured exercise program for you. Once you have completed your training and worked up to a sustained erection for at least 15 minutes, we'll progress into your next phase of partner interactive treatment. Do you have any questions at this time? Okay, good. Let's get the session started. First, let me explain a little bit about our hands-on treatment program. We call it hands-on because we teach you how to correctly masturbate so that you can receive the maximum enjoyment while you progress through the four phases of the sexual response cycle: excitement, plateau, orgasm, and resolution. Both men and women experience these phases, although the timing is usually different. For example, it's unlikely that both partners will reach orgasm at the same time. However, by utilizing our patented techniques, you'll be able to prolong your erection and sustain a much firmer and larger penis. We call this technique guided masturbation. Masturbation. It's the art of providing sexual gratification to oneself. It's existed since humans have understood that in their hands lies the ability to satisfy. Since the beginning of time, humans, especially men, have received some of their most intense orgasms while masturbating. It starts at a very young age, and over time, masturbation becomes part of some men's regular routine. They start understanding their sexual pleasures and desires, and through the art of masturbating, attempt to escape reality for a moment to discover a new sexual paradise. Masturbating can be enjoyed by everyone because anyone can do it. Most men masturbate in private to eliminate the embarrassment of reaching their sexual peak alone. It's also illegal in many places to masturbate in public. Over time, several props, such as the pocket pussy, have been created to help intensify the pleasures of masturbating. While there are no set rules for masturbating, everyone can agree that the excitement of an orgasm is better experienced in the presence of another person, whether watching them or them watching you, listening to them or them listening to you. The thought of another person enjoying you masturbating develops a feeling of having actual sexual contact with someone. This feeling is 10 times greater when you are guided through your masturbation under the supervision of a woman who enjoys directing the art of masturbating. Are you ready to get started? Okay, first, we have to establish a clinical set point for your erection. Please take off your pants and get yourself comfortable on the table. Okay, good. I can see by the slight rising in your penis that you're well into the excitement phase. Do you feel a slight increase in your pulse and more rapid breathing? Don't be alarmed. That's normal. As your body prepares itself for the sex act, you have to get ready to pump a lot of blood into your penis. Now, to get you into the plateau phase, I'm going to try a few of our standard sexual arousal techniques. According to the checklist you provided, you like big tits. Actually, I'm pretty proud of my double D cups, so I'm going to give you a quick peek to see how it affects your cock. Good. I see it growing much bigger already. Now, before you get too carried away, let me explain a little more about our unique masturbation techniques and what you can expect from an experienced personal penis trainer like me. Why stroke alone when you can share your masturbation? Masturbating alone becomes too routine over time for many men. There are never any real surprises because they already know what to expect. There's always the possibility of being caught in the act, but that's a decision we can all make, so it removes the excitement of not knowing what will happen next. Guided masturbation, on the other hand, is always erotic and never the same. It challenges men's sexual agility to be pleasing, which is not experienced while masturbating alone. Providing sexual gratification to oneself under the guidance of a beautiful woman takes away the possibility of sex ever becoming boring. Every guided masturbation session becomes as intense as the first, because just as a man begins to think they know what to expect, everything changes, and they're left several strokes away from an orgasm like no other. Masturbating alone involves no self-control, and men are able to climax at any time. In fact, the estimated time of ejaculation can usually be determined from previous solo masturbating experiences. While the end result of coming is always pleasurable, when the journey to a person's climax is not predictable, as with guided masturbation, the level of pleasure cannot be measured on the same scale as climaxing during solo masturbation, or even actual sex. Now, before we continue, I have to make sure you understand a few of our rules. They can seem a little unusual to someone who hasn't been introduced to the pleasures of guided masturbation before, but please be mindful that it's a joint experience. We simulate a real-life encounter by actively engaging in the sexual stimulus that eventually leads to a full erection and explosive orgasm. Here is our most important rule. Guided masturbation equals relinquishing control. Guided masturbation requires a person to momentarily give up control and allow another person to determine their sexual path. While being guided to provide sexual arousal to themselves, a man lets down their guard and opens their mind and body to be able to receive every masturbation instruction clearly. Since a woman is now in charge of their stroking and being able to come, men must be fully attentive during their time of weakness. The challenge of following the guided instructions and fighting the urge to climax allows men to reach new levels of arousal. There is also a level of vulnerability during a guided masturbation that is pleasing to both men and women. For men, knowing that the simple task of masturbating only at the request of a woman becomes a sexual game to please her. For a woman, being able to control a man's orgasm is a treat in itself. Everyone knows that men ejaculate easier and faster than women, so being able to delay and deny that process from happening so quickly gives women great pleasure. While masturbating alone, men usually ignore the fact that there are other levels of arousal that can be explored while masturbating and simply ejaculate, sometimes without warning. During guided masturbation, the new levels of arousal are not only explored, but are visited several times without ejaculating. This means that a man can masturbate, and instead of coming as they usually do when the urge hits them, they fight through the temptation and hold it. Let's see if you can hold it now. I'm going to start playing with myself and pinching my nipples. And as I get wet and ready for a little clitoral stimulation, I'm going to use my magic wand while you work your penis with your hand. Please keep in mind that I'll tell you when you can come. So go ahead and start playing with yourself while I play with myself, so we can see how hard you can get.
Oh,
Yes, yes. Oh, 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 Okay. Okay, Mr. Smith, I can see you're getting pretty close to orgasm, and so am I. But before you squirt your big load, I have to explain our second rule. You don't get to decide when the orgasm happens. The idea of holding their cum can be very intimidating for some. They're under the assumption that their cock will not be able to resist the temptation and cum without warning. But this is not true. There are simple techniques, such as not stroking, that can eliminate the chance of coming too soon, as with solo masturbation. Since a woman will be in control, a man will be able to strengthen his ability to prolong ejaculation. He should never assume that they'll be able to release as easily as he has in the past. Instead, he should know and fully understand that every step of him masturbating will be decided for him. Everything from the application of a lubricant, the exact hand position, the stroking pace, and the exact moment of release will be up to the person in charge. This is why it's very important to have someone who is very experienced and enjoys providing masturbation guidance, like myself. Just because masturbating was originally designed to be enjoyed alone, why should you? There are women like me who find pleasure in guiding a man to the highest level of sexual elation. It is very erotic being able to listen to a man climax as he strokes, then abruptly, making him stop right before he is about to release. Hearing him moan and beg for permission to continue stroking becomes music to the ears. Through guided masturbation, a different type of sexual relationship is formed. There's the man who may have never discovered the joys of resisting the temptations of his cock. Then there's the woman who already understands that all goods come to those who wait. The combination of the two leads to a discovery of a sexual universe that is often left uninhabited. Guided masturbation is for those men who are turned on by the natural tease and denial of woman and are ready to momentarily give up complete control of their cocks. As stated earlier, anyone can masturbate because there's no real skill involved, just different techniques. It takes a real man to be able to let a woman have a way with his cock. How real are you? Are you ready to squirt some cum for me? I'm gonna count down from 10 and then watch you squirt cum all over my tits. Let me see you. Ooh, are you hard? Mm-hmm. Touch yourself for me. I want to see you rub up and down your shaft. Ooh, just like that. Cup your balls. They're so full of cum, aren't they? Just bursting. Oh, yes. They're so full. Ah. Oh. Stroke yourself while I watch. Yes. I want to see how hot you are. Come on, fuck your hand for me, baby, please. Oh, you know I like to watch that. The real deal sliding in and out of your own fingers. I love watching you tease yourself. That's so good, so naughty. You've been so good. I want you to take all the cum you saved up for a week. There's gonna be an explosion. God, you're gonna cum so much. You're hard for me, aren't you, sweetheart? Come on my tits. Come on my tits, please. That way when you come, I can see how much, and I can taste it, and I can rub it on my skin, my nipples, my breasts. Would you like that, sweetheart? Would you come on my tits for me? Would you give me that huge bulge you've been working up all week long? All right. I'm gonna kneel right here in front of you because I wanna see every little stroke of yours, and I'll give you a countdown so you know when to come for me so I can be ready for it, okay? So good. I love watching you. Keep going. Keep going. Just like that. All right, sweetie. Look at me holding up my tits for you just like that. Pinching and pulling my nipples as I watch you touch yourself. Fuck your hands, baby. 10. Such a good boy. Building it all up for me. You're gonna give me such a big load. Oh, God, yes. 9. Spray it all over my tits. Oh, I love that. I love to watch you come, baby. Right in front of me. On me. 8. Keep going, sweetie. Fuck yourself for me. Don't stop. Just stroke your balls. Squeeze them a little bit. Just a little. 7. Go back to bumping. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Just like that. Yes, faster. 6. Oh, so big. Look how hard you are. 5. I bet it's been a long time since you've been this hard, this full of cum. And I bet my voice is helping you out there, huh? You're gonna give it to me, aren't you, baby? 4. You're so fucking hot. This is so fucking hot. Don't you agree? 3. That's it, sweetheart. Fuck your hand for me. Aim it for my tits right here. You can come on my tits, baby. That's right. 2. I want you to come on me as much as you do. Maybe more. That's it, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? 1. Come on me. Come on my tits. Give me that load. All of it. All you've been saving. Please. Please. Please come on. Oh, yes. That's it. Please give me all of it, all of it, all of it. Yes, yes, yes. Keep stroking until you're done. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck. So hot. Oh, sweetie, look at that. All over here. You even got some on my face. Oh, what a mess. Rubbing it in on my nipples. Using your cum as I pinch my nipples. So my fingers slide over them, and then I'm gonna lick them just like that. Now, you've achieved your first orgasm with me. Let's spend a minute in the resolution phase so I can explain the next steps. There are a few techniques that I want you to learn and master that will help you prolong your erection and make you into an unstoppable monster in bed. I will personally teach you techniques called edging, the start-stop technique, and the squeeze technique, and personally guide you in 3 20-minute sessions that will eliminate your performance anxiety once and for all. Now, before you leave, there are 2 things you need to promise me, okay? The first is to hold your cum for me. That's right. While you're under my care, it's important that you save your full load for our sessions so I can accurately measure the quantity and how far you can squirt your cum. And 2, take this sheet that explains your mandatory exercise regime. You will need to do Kegel exercises on a regular basis throughout the day so you can learn to curb your early ejaculation once and for all. Bye, baby. See you next time. Oh, and before I forget, make sure to bring your pocket pussy to the next session. That's what you'll be using to jerk off and to get you ready for the real thing. I can't wait to see you again.